Good evening, everyone. I call the Warwick City Council meeting to order for the November 21st, 2022. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister?
Here.
Mr. Foley?
Here.
Mr. Gephardt?
Here.
Mr. Howe?
Here.
Mr. Lattiser?
Here.
Mr. McElroy?
Here.
Mr. Ricks?
Here.
Mr. Snappy? Ms. Travis?
Here.
Nine present.
Thank you. At this time, Councilman Lattiser is going to introduce the group that's going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Our members of the PTA, please come forward. Right up to the podium, please.
Hello, don't be shy.
If you could just introduce yourselves, please.
Hi, I'm Sarah Kleiberg. I'm the current president of the Warwick Neck PTA.
I'm Bobby Jo Gemma. I am the vice president of the Warwick Neck PTA.
Thank you for joining us this evening. And if you could lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the balls bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the hope of the brave?
We are now under general communications. Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Bobby Jo, Sarah. So, Warwick Neck School has been in the headlines a lot over the years. And I'll take you back just a little bit. The lady that's taking pictures right now, who had my son in the third grade, her very first class, was selected as Elementary Teacher of the Year not that long ago. Principal Galligan, right here, Frank, was recently designated as new Principal of the Year. The PTA was just recognized with a pretty amazing feat. It takes a lot of work, it takes a lot of dedication, a lot of time, and it takes time also away from their families to do the things that they do. And these accomplishments, when they're recognized to the degree that we have here in the city of Warwick, that's exemplary. That's incredible. And just a great, great job by both of you, as well as your colleagues on the PTA, principal, and all the administration. We also have with us this evening Superintendent of Schools Lyndon Brosh. She's here with us, and also Assistant Superintendent Bill McCaffrey, and we have Luke. Luke is here with us this evening, too. I just met Luke. So tonight, we're here to honor the members of the PTA with a resolution of congratulations. This resolution is to the PTA and also one to Principal Galligan. It's signed by both Mayor Picozzi and all members of the City Council. It says, resolve that whereas on August 1st, 2022, the Warwick Neck Elementary PTA was presented the National PTA School of Excellence Certificate of Achievement in their recognition of their commitment toward achieving national PTA standards for family school partnership through designation in the School of Excellence program. And whereas a community, the official banner was unveiled on October 27th, 2022, immediately before the Trunk or Treat family event in front of the Warwick Neck Elementary School. And whereas the Warwick Neck Elementary School is the first Warwick school, repeat, the first Warwick school to receive this designation in our city and the first school in Rhode Island in many years. And whereas the National PTA School of Excellence program is a year-long commitment to improving family school partnerships. And whereas throughout the year, PTAs and schools collect feedback from their school communities to create and implement plans of action to make a difference for every child. And whereas the Warwick Neck PTA is truly an outstanding association and volunteers have donated their time and interest to matter affecting the community, and now therefore it be resolved, the mayor and the Warwick City Council wish to congratulate the Warwick Neck PTA for this outstanding accomplishment and extend to them our deepest appreciation for all of your hard work and dedication, and wish you all the best in the endeavors ahead. And all the best to the Warwick Neck School, a great, great institution. Thank you all very much. Thank you. I'm going to ask Principal Galligan just to say a couple of words. Don't be like me. Give me the mic. It's not a short story ever.
So, as much as I appreciate the congratulations, I have to give credit to our amazing PTA. I was appointed principal by Superintendent Danbrook about a year and a half ago, and before I could even get acclimated with the faculty, the PTA was already reaching out to me, hoping to set up meetings to plan events. So we really are fortunate to have a very dynamic, engaged, involved parent base at our school, and our PTA really is an amazing group of people. So I cannot thank them enough for everything they've done for me since I've arrived as principal, but most especially everything they do for our kids and our teachers each and every day. So thank you to Councilman Lattiser for this great recognition of a great group of people, and thank you to our PTA as well.
Thank you, Mr. President,
and congratulations. So we are still under general communications. I do have, and this is for announcements of congratulations, condolences, or community events. I do have two small announcements. First off, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. It should be an exciting and great week. It's going to be cold out there. We're already starting to feel the cold. So if any individuals, residents of Warwick, are concerned about how they're going to pay for their heating costs, the city is working with West Bay Community Action. They have funds available to residents of Warwick. If you reach out to either the mayor's office, or you can reach out to West Bay Community Action directly, they have funds available that will help individuals with their heating costs this winter. So please, if you have concerns about the rising prices and you may not be able to afford it, please reach out as soon as possible. Get the process started. We don't want to see anybody be cold this winter. And also, I also want to point out that there is a this week, there's a Click It or Ticket program going on in the city of Warwick. So you're all being warned here tonight. The police officers will be out in force, especially this week, looking to remind people to wear their seatbelts. So please, during the holiday seasons and always, drive safely and wear your seatbelts. And you've been formally warned. So Warwick Police will be out. Hopefully you can see them at a happier occasion. They're not pulling you over to remind you about your seatbelt. Are there any other announcements of congratulations, condolences, or community events from members of the council? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move to executive communications. There are none. At this point, I'd like to ask my colleagues on the council if we could adjust the agenda and go right into the public meetings. We have four public meetings this evening. I believe that is the majority of the people that are here this evening are here for one of those four public hearings. So is there any objections to moving to referred business number one, which is the first public hearing? Any objections at this time from members of the council? Okay, hearing none. Okay. Hearing none, we are going to move to the first public hearing, and that is PCO 24-22, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinances of the city of Warwick, 203 Centerville Road. Committee report, land use.
Recommendation to open public hearing.
Councilman Sinapi. The Councilman Sinapi moves to open a public hearing. Second by Councilman Foley, Councilman Ricks, Councilman Howe, Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Gephardt. All those in favor to open the public hearing, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any objections? Any abstentions? Okay, we are now moved into the public hearing. So just for everybody's information, how we do each of these public hearings is we will call up the petitioner or someone to represent the item before us. They will speak. Council members will then ask any questions or make any comments, and then we will move to the public. Each member of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions on each of these projects. So we're doing one at a time. This one is the Centerville Road one. I will ask if there are members of the public who would like to speak in favor of this project. Then we will ask if there's anyone to speak out against the project, and then we will offer up if anyone would like to make any comments for the record. So when we get to the public comments part of the public hearing, I will again go over these things. We have the podium right there. The sergeant of arms is there to help you. And we ask each individual speaker, we have a stenographer here this evening, if you could come up clearly and slowly say your name, and so we can get that on the record, and then we'll be happy to hear of your comments. So first up is PCO 24-22, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinances of the city of Warwick, 203 Centerville Road. Is there anyone here to speak on behalf of this project?
Thank you. Good evening, Mr. President, honorable members of the Warwick City Council. For the record, Attorney K. Joseph Shikachi, representing the applicant this evening. I have with me Mr. Sam Hemingway from Garofalo Engineering. I have Steve Cabral in Crossman Engineering and a traffic expert from his firm. I have the applicant and the owner here as well. The application before you this evening is for a zone change that would allow multi-use property on Centerville Road that would, I will show you with the site plans, that would use the traffic light that currently exists on the corner of Diamond Hill Road and Centerville Road as the main entrance and exit to the parcel. Our traffic engineering studies have concluded that this would be more than an acceptable level of service. We believe it's a good project for the city. It's good commercial expansion of our tax base. The proposal is primarily for a car wash and, I believe, a coffee shop. And then there is some buildings to be constructed at a later point. It would have retail subject to planning board approval once we find tenants for that. So we have worked extensively with the planning department on design, which I'll show you in a moment. And we've also worked with traffic to take in best practices. So I'd call up Mr. Sam Hemingway from Garofalo. And Sam, put the board up if you could and just kind of explain briefly the proposal and the uses. And then I'll call up the traffic engineer after that. At any point from you, Mr. President, or the council, we'll be happy to take questions. So please feel free to interrupt if needed. Sam.
Thank you. And if you could just introduce yourself for the record.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Sam Hemingway. I'm a project manager and engineer with the firm of Garofalo & Associates doing business out of Providence.
Thank you. And you got to get right. You got to just grab that mic and get right into it. We have very tough acoustics in here.
Okay. The subject site is on Centerville Road, kind of midway between 95 and Appanog, immediately opposite Diamond Hill Road in the city. This property has laid dormant for a number of years. Although it has been developed in the past with single-family homes, it is currently vacant and somewhat overgrown. The proposal is to develop the site as a mixed use, a number of individual development parcels immediately opposite the intersection of Diamond Hill Road, so that the subject property will be accessed through a single entrance at that location. It'll line up directly with that existing signal, will obviously be tied in and coordinated to function to serve the property. What's before you or this evening is rezoning of that property. It's currently zoned as office, but also the development, specific development on the front portion of that property. So the lion's share of the property that fronts Centerville Road will be developed as a very specific proposal that's before the planning board, is before you tonight. The remaining portions of the property are shown notionally, so that we anticipate two additional development sites on the property located on this site on this plan. Centerville Road is on your south. On the bottom of the page, Diamond Hill Road is at this location. The properties that are designed for development are the two primary sites that align with Centerville Road. So if I may, these properties here. The properties on the left-hand side or the west side of this site are notional, but we anticipate them to be general retail consistent with the surrounding properties and the development that is proposed. So there are other folks here that are a little more versed on the specifics of that design. Have brought a section the section of the car wash site, which is one of the primary visible development on the property, as well as some notional elevations of the remaining buildings that represent an intent to basically to tie those properties together and give a unified development moving forward. So this is developed to a master plan level through the land development processing. So it's gone before the planning board as well as in front of staff. We have similarly developed cursory or initial alignments on the drainage and utilities. The site is served by public utilities and the site will propose underground surface detention to mitigate runoff in accordance with state requirements. The final point to be made is it is obviously a major artery in the city, but it's a state highway, so we fully anticipate to get state permitting for that signal moving forward as we go through the process.
Before I call up Mr. Cabral from Crossman, or the traffic engineer, I just want to emphasize a point that Mr. Hemingway made, that this is the second public hearing. It was unanimously approved by the planning board, which you should have a copy of in your file. And then if we are successful tonight, there's a second public hearing before this honorable body, then there would be all kinds of state approvals that would have to be obtained, and there'd be yet another public hearing back before the planning board. Just want everyone in the audience to know. And I'd like to call up Steve Cabral and from Crossman Engineering. And what you see is a detailed rendering of what it would look like, and I can bring it around or show it to the council. But we did a lot of work with staff regarding the details, cupola, certain color coding of the shingles, the siding, and the landscaping. It's extensive, and it would be a real signature building. While not in the historic district, it is the gateway to the historic district, so we wanted to incorporate a lot of those design concepts. So it would be a very attractive building and well situated. Mr. Cabral, please.
Oh, good evening. I'm Steve Cabral with Crossman Engineering, 151 Centerville Road. Now, we are the civil engineers working with Garofalo, who assisted in preparing the site layout, as well as we performed a traffic analysis. And I can give a general overview of the traffic situation, but if you'd like to get into details, we also have Liz McChesney, our traffic engineer, in attendance tonight. First, I'd like to say the planning board made it very clear to us that they consider this parcel to be the gateway towards Appanag. And the appearance, the visual appearance of the landscaping and the buildings are going to be key as we continue through the next planning board stages. And as Attorney Shikarchi pointed out, we only have been to the master plan. We still have the preliminary and the final stages to go through with the planning board. And the elevations that we have on the easel tonight really is just a work in progress. The planning board and the planning staff has made it very clear that they'll be seeking even additional building elements and additional landscaping to make sure that this is a true gateway into Appanag. When it comes to traffic, our office happens to be immediately adjacent to this development. And I'm not speaking in favor of this project because we're working for the developer. I'm here because we're working for the developer, plus being an abutter to this land for almost 30 years now. I've experienced the traffic situation that's existed prior to the roundabouts being built. And while the homes were present, from a traffic point of view, one of the prime benefits of this proposal is that all of the multiple curb cuts that exist today into the parcel are going to be eliminated and merged with one. As you exit or enter our driveway at 151, there was always difficulty with the line of sight. The benefit of this is that with the closing of those curb cuts, there will not be that additional conflict points. Those conflict points are going to be eliminated. And the only access into this 5.5-acre piece of land is going to be at the existing traffic light, which by far makes this one of the safer sites to develop in regards to access. Now, we do recognize that any time you have development, there's going to be a slight alteration of traffic volumes in an area. For the uses that we're proposing, you know, the car wash, a small coffee shop, potentially bank and retail, they're not uses that are going to bring in traffic from Cranston or other areas. These tenants are really geared towards serving the neighborhood and traffic that's already in the area. But independent of that, we did perform a traffic analysis and we took into account nearby development. For example, we know that there's a condominium development proposed between this project and 95. When we superimposed the added traffic of that condominium project, plus the traffic from our development, and then we did take a slight credit for bypass traffic, we found that the level of service of the existing traffic signal will not be degraded. Currently, the traffic signal operates at a level of service B, which is very good. And once the development is fully built, it will remain operating at level of service B. And we're able to state that because we'll have control of the design and timing of the different phases of the traffic light. So when we look at the overall delays that may be created, we found in essence that the change in timing may only change the phasing by 4 or 5 seconds. So we recognize that there is an office building immediately across the street at 200 Centerville Road, and they do have an awkward access And I say that because their only means of access is coming right off 117. It is difficult for them at times, during the busiest times of the day, to take a left turn out of their site onto 117 heading west. But we can assure you that with the proposed traffic signal timing adjustments, there will not be a noticeable delay or impact on that building or the Washington Trust building. So we did take a detailed look at the timing and operation of the traffic light and traffic, and we can state that there will be no degradation of traffic with the proposed improvements.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask Mr. Cabral a question before it's turned over. Mr. Cabral, you talked about the level of service remaining the same, correct?
Yes.
And that's because the proposal tonight would have the applicant have the ability to set the timing of the light, correct? With the state approval, of course.
Yes.
And in terms of 200 Centerville Road, the property across the street that has only one access, the better traffic management, in your humble opinion, as someone who studied the area, would be for them to get another access point on Diamond Hill Road and take full advantage of the light. Would that be the safest and best course of a traffic level of service?
Yes, without a doubt, 200 Centerville Road would have a significant improvement in their traffic operations if they did have an additional access on the side street, Diamond Hill Road.
So just to summarize, this is the last point I want to make. This proposal being put before the council this evening, if it goes through all the approvals and gets all the state approvals and goes back to the council and back to the planning board, will not impinge on the traffic service at 200 Centerville Road as it currently states. And 200 Centerville Road's best remedy is to get an access point on Diamond Hill Road. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Thank you. That concludes our presentation. Be happy to answer any questions from the council or the public. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Shigarashi. Yeah, I agree with you. Taking that left, coming out of there, I see people doing that all the time, and it's very dangerous. So it's a good improvement. I also represent Apennog, so I do like the design because that is a gateway way right into Apennog there. So it'll look very nice. So. Councilman Sinapi, any comments at this time?
It certainly would be a nice change of pace to have development of some kind there, given what's been there for as long as I can remember, just overgrown, desolate lot. And I do like the idea that it's not a high traffic set of buildings going in. We all know by now, a car wash, a bank, and whatnot, there's not exactly a constant demand going in and out. Otherwise, we'd already have problems right across the street with Washington Trust. So it does seem like an ideal situation, especially when the land already could be developed for use for other needs. At least this one actually services the neighborhood rather than just one or two businesses.
Thank you. Are there any members of the council that would like to make comments at this time? Councilman Ricks.
First, some comments as just someone who similarly drives up and down Centerville Road on a daily basis. This is the part of Centerville Road that, unlike the parts that are a little bit closer to City Hall and a little bit closer to 95, this is the stretch where we don't have traffic issues, so it's good to see that the traffic study finds that this is not going to have a significant effect on traffic, and that passes the smell test to me. It's further on down, closer to 95, for example, that you just see the constant backups over by where Commonwealth Ave and Route 95 have their intersection, and then as you move on over towards Route 2, whereas this part, it simply doesn't have those same sorts of traffic issues. And I think that the plan, as compared to some of those other potential alternatives, that there would be a right to try to go down that road. I think that this particular plan, it absolutely makes sense to have that one curb cut at that one location, especially given the proposed layout. This is all, of course, a very long process that we on the City Council are familiar with, members of the public, understandably less so. I know that this has gone a long way, I can only imagine, from when it was originally on the drawing board to all of those discussions with the planning department, approval of the planning board, and of course, then as the process moves along, this isn't the end of the process. It would go back to the planning board with further details. And of course, anything that we approve this evening would be subject to those same 13 conditions and stipulations, some of them with various subparts. So very detailed, very precise stipulations here that should give the public reassurance that this is meeting all of the standards that the City of Warwick in recent years has required. A lot of these, I'll say that a lot of existing commercial properties out there, they weren't required to meet all of these types of conditions, and that's why, unfortunately, we have some of these different issues in Warwick with different commercial properties that we do nowadays. But with all of these conditions that would be in place, that's going to address a lot of potential issues that otherwise, well, I think we can all take a look at the nearest major street in our different neighborhoods and see a few things that wouldn't have been built if they had been proposed today. So I think that this is just a really good example of what happens when we have this really detailed process and see it through. And I want to just thank everyone who was involved in this process, and the owner developer for cooperating with this very detailed process.
Thank you. Mr. President, I'm not planning on calling him, but I just want the council to know I have Mr. Pimento, land use expert. I believe he has submitted a report that the request is not only consistent with the comprehensive plan, but also with the surrounding area. If the council has any questions, he's available, but I'm not going to call him because he has submitted a report.
Thank you. Councilman Gephardt.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Gucci, for being here. So this intersection is kind of the main in and out from the Ninth Ward to the highway. So good to hear that the traffic study was favorable. I think that's one to just keep a close eye on. Is there any, so just a couple questions. Is there any, are there any noise I guess noise concerns from the development proposed? I'm not sure, a car wash, what their typical volume is.
No, because they have doors that come down, mitigate that. But they have standard hours of operation that would meet with the city ordinances. And obviously there's a city noise ordinance, so they would follow that ordinance. As you know, this is very close to 95, the on-ramp. And because I live in the area, it's over a flight path as well. So I don't think you're going to have to worry about the car wash noise. It's pretty much consistent with the ambient surrounding noises.
Okay, got it.
If not less.
Okay, thank you. One of the things coming down Diamond Hill there, and maybe you can just have your traffic engineers look into this a little bit. That is, there's two lanes headed north down up Diamond Hill towards Centerville. And typically the right, it's not a right-hand only lane. The right lane can go either way and the left is a left-hand only. But cars do sometimes get jumbled up making that left-hand turn onto Centerville. So if there were any recommendations around that particular traffic pattern at that intersection, because I would imagine now you'll have two lanes that could potentially be turning left, and simultaneously you've got traffic that might be coming out left or right from the development. So just any thoughts on that?
So, So I can have the engineer testify, but I'll just sum it up for you. That's a very good point, and that needs to be done in conjunction with DOT. So that's the next step of the process, but it's a very valid point.
Thank you. And then you had mentioned, I think it was at 200 Centerville Road, the recommendation about adding an egress point out through Diamond Hill Road. Is that something proposed, or that's
Something I had the chance to speak to actually one of the owners previous to this and one of the owners this evening, and he indicated that's a concern that they have. They've always had that concern. I don't represent them, at least not yet anyway, but I don't represent them. There seems to have been, I guess when that project was approved many, many years ago, there was a restriction of an entrance there on Diamond Hill Road. I don't know. There has to be a traffic study done, and then they would have to come, I'm assuming, depending on where they went for their original approval, come back before this honorable body or another body from the city and ask for that. But that needs to be researched, analyzed, and then asked for. That is not part of this proposal. The point that I brought that up, I wanted to emphasize that this project before you tonight will not negatively impact their existing issue regarding access and traffic. If anything, the changing of the timing of the lights may actually increase their improvement of their access point. That needs to be thoroughly researched and asked for in a separate application at another point in time in the future.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. That's all my questions for now.
Any other questions from members of the council? Okay, so now we are going to public comment on this. So I'm going to ask individuals, first anyone who is here to speak in favor of just this project, then we will have an opportunity for anyone who would like to speak out against this project, and then have an opportunity for anyone who would just like any comments on the record for just this particular project. So at this time, is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of this project, PCO 24-22? Is there anyone here to speak in favor of this project? Is there anyone here to speak in favor of this project? Okay. Are there any individuals here that would like to speak against this project? Are there any individuals here that would like to speak against this project? Is there someone here to speak against the project? Okay, you have to come to the mic, sir.
My name is Paul Blakesley. I have a short statement I'd like to read. The issue before the City Council tonight is the proposed zone change from office to general business, affecting just one site on Centerville Road. It is not about the developer's promises about the size, shape, and finish of the buildings, nor the kind of plants in the landscaping plan. The issue is the uses that are allowed under the new zoning. The current office zoning serves the surrounding residential neighborhood well. It is a stable and respectable environment and visually pleasing. Consequently, it protects and maintains the property values of the surrounding neighborhood. The proposed change of zone to general business is an affront to the quality of life enjoyed in this neighborhood. The uses allowed in a general business zone are incompatible with what exists now. Uses like drive-through fast food restaurants, big and little box retail, which are characteristically of low quality construction and high negative impact. Furthermore, there is a wide range of uses that have even greater impact on their surroundings, like car washes, service stations, nightclubs, et cetera, which could be allowed by special permit. Spot zoning general business on this one site for a single developer will be just the beginning of the end of the existing stable, respectable, and relatively peaceful environment. Once the city opens the door to the precedent is set. and the development of ugly, cheap commercial will continue to degrade Centerville Road. The image that comes to mind is of Cohasset Avenue, immediately west of Bald Hill Road, or Bald Hill Road itself in places. If you're having trouble with this concept, with this vision, then think about the fact that there are three drive-through coffee shops within sight of this property, and six more within a mile and a half. There are five car washes within a mile and a half of the site. Is this sustainable? Ask yourselves, do we need to give up what we have that works for something that we all know doesn't, just for the sake of one developer's bottom line? If you have the curiosity and perseverance to read all of Warwick's comprehensive plan, you will find that this is exactly what we should be protecting ourselves against. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else here to speak out against this project? Is there anyone else to speak out against this project? Is there anyone here that would just like to be heard on this project? Come on up to the podium, sir.
Good evening. My name is Dan Bakari. I am one of the, I represent the condo association at 200 Centerville Road, the unit owners in particular. Before I came in here today and before discussing with Attorney Shikashi and Steve Cabral, the engineer, I was here to speak out against this. My concern, or our concern as a condo association, was the difficulty in pulling out on heading west. For us to pull out, safely pull out onto 117, it's extremely difficult as it exists, as we only have one ingress and egress currently. And I think that question was addressed by Mr. Gebhardt. So what we will be looking for is the traffic studies that do show that this is not going to impinge on that. I'm not here to speak out against it, but just make some general comments. And I understand from Steve Cabral that that traffic study will be made. Additionally, if there is an impact to us, we at that point reserved the right to make a future objection to this. But right now, without that information, I can't either support or object this proposal. I guess in the future, though, if we do agree to support this proposal as probably the people who are most impacted by this, potentially from a traffic perspective, we will be looking for, you know, some type, we will be approaching you for some type of new egress, which would be similar to that of Washington Trust Bank, which has both an egress and ingress on Route 117 and Diamond Hill Road. So they're not really impacted. People who are patrons of the bank are not impacted by any new development in the area. So that's my concern, and that's my comment, is I guess without further information, which we will be looking for, you know, in support or against this, just looking at that traffic study and how that timing of that light will impact us, especially from the egress heading 117 on, heading west on 117. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And as you pointed out, this is the next step. So there, like you said, there's additional information that has to come through, information that you'll be looking for, that we'll be looking for as well. And then they have to get their state permits, and they have to have another public hearing for the planning thing. So thank you for coming up and getting those on the record. And I know that the attorney's discussion will keep you, make sure that you're in the loop and under know that as the process moves forward, so you can be heard.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else here that would like to speak on this topic? Anybody else who would like to have comments on this topic? Anyone else? Okay, hearing none. Councilman Sinapi, do you want to close the public hearing? Councilman Wooster, to close. Councilman, if you can say it on the mic.
Move to close the public hearing.
Second by Councilman Lattiser and Councilwoman Travis. All those in favor of closing the public hearing, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, so now, are there any additional comments or questions from members of the City Council on this project at this time? Councilman Sinapi, do you have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Councilman Sinapi moves favorable, second by Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Howe, Councilman McElroy, Councilman Foley, and Councilman Ricks. Any questions or comments on the motion? Okay, hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy? Yes. Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, first passage.
Thank you, first passage.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. We are now moving to the second public hearing this evening, which is PCO 25-22, an order of abandonment of a portion of Clark Street. Committee report, land use.
Committee recommends opening public hearing.
Councilman Howe.
Move opening public hearing.
Second by Councilman Foley. All those in favor of moving to a public hearing, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any objections? Okay, we are now moving to a public hearing for PCO 25-22. So we will follow the same process as the first public hearing. I will ask if there's someone here on behalf of the petitioner. They will present to the council. Council will ask questions. Then we will move to the public. We will have an opportunity for people to speak in favor, an opportunity for people to speak against, and an opportunity for people to just have their comments made for the record. So at this time, is there anyone here to present on PCO 25-22.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, honorable members of the, Mr. President, excuse me, honorable members of the Warwick City Council. For the record, Attorney K. Joseph Shikachi representing the applicant. For the sake of brevity, I know this is a long night. The second application is the same project, the same parcel. I'm going to, I know there'll be two separate votes. I'm going to incorporate the presentation, the testimony together. I'll be happy to take questions at any time. This is a very simple application for a...
I'm just going to ask a question. Is there any objections for members of the council to hear these both at the same time? So combine these next two public hearings, hear them all at the same time. Is there any objections from the council? No. Okay. Go ahead. The next two public hearings are combined.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll be very brief. It's a very simple application. With me tonight is Bill Avery, the project engineer, a licensed PE. William Lavery from Casali Engineering. He's the project manager, a licensed PE. Thank you. This parcel of land is on the corner of Green Street and Post Road. It's currently owned by New England Tech. It had been used. It's abandoned right now for the last several years. It was used as a office for New England Tech. It is currently zoned office. New England Tech was in the process of selling it, marketing it to another office use. And then my client had the opportunity to negotiate with New England Tech and is under contract to purchase it subject to a zone change to fully residential. A lot of the underlying zoning is residential as well. We think residential is much more compatible with the neighborhood instead of an office or a potential clinic that was under negotiation before my client entered into a contract. The proposal is to for a rezoning that would allow 5 condominiums. 3 of them would be 2-story condominiums in the front on Post Road. Behind them would be 2 condominiums, single level. The addition to that, the property has a paper street that runs along the side of it. The proposal of the second public hearing is to abandon that public road, the unimproved road, the paper street, and purchase it from the city at fair market value. That would act as a buffer. It would provide more landscaping. All of the city requirements for an abandonment would be met. There would be no construction at all on the abandoned property. The city would retain full easement for water line, sewer line, utility lines. So the city would in turn would put it back on the tax rolls, still have the ability to use it. It would be maintained and landscaped by my client. There's a housing need in the city. As we all know, these are not affordable per se, but they would be market units. And be happy to answer any questions regarding the zone change. Mr. Lavery's here. As I stated in the earlier petition, this application has received unanimous approval from the planning board. We have worked extensively with planning staff, not only on the design, but on the number of units. Because with the abandonment, this could actually support another unit or two, possibly a third unit if we went to an affordable concept. But the compatibility with the neighborhood called for only five, and it called for market rate housing. So my client wanted to be consistent with the comprehensive plan. The application will need to get additional approvals from the state, the city, DEM, DOT, engineers, and then also have another public hearing here and a public hearing before the planning board at a later point in 2023. Be happy to answer any questions. Mr. Lavery's here. Obviously, as with all projects, there'll be zero net runoff into any of the abutting property. That pretty much concludes the presentation. Be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. Sicarchi. And I would like to say that I'm in support of this. I did read the planning board recommendations. I did read the transcripts from the planning board. I heard about this project some time ago, and quite honestly, I was happy about it because right now we have a building that's owned by an educational facility. As we know, we have a lot of buildings that are owned by rated nonprofits, whether it be RIAC, whether it be education-owned facilities or otherwise, and that's they're non-revenue generating. And it seems like we're always chasing the cleanup. We're always trying to get the property maintained. When you have a property like this, one, it brings people into the city, two, the access to the restaurants, the access to the highway, to the jobs, is on a perfect location, and it is adjacent. I want to assure my fellow council members, it is adjacent to a neighborhood. Mr. Sicarchi was not exaggerating where the property right next door is residential housing. So there's nothing changing as far as that goes, and it does clean up a property that has been sitting stale for over 10 years. So I just respectfully ask my councilors and to inform my fellow council members that I support this project, and this will be a great addition to Ward 3. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Howe. Mr. Sicarchi, how many new units of housing would this be?
Five.
Five new units. Okay, thank you. Any questions for members of the council? Councilman Sinapi.
Not really a question, just a comment. I have family that live over there and have for, I think, as long as I've been alive. So it'll be nice to see the area enhanced, especially that particular area. It can only do good for the neighborhood, frankly. So unless I'm not an engineer or whatnot, but from my take of it, it seems like a win for everybody.
Thank you, Councilman. I will tell you that before my client started the public process, he reached out to the neighbors, and overwhelming feedback was very positive. They wanted landscaping and fencing. My client agreed to their request. So I think you'll see a general enhancement of the area. As Councilman Howe said, this has been, I don't want to use the word abandoned, but it's been neglected for many years. When New England Tech moved to East Greenwich, and they left this behind, there's very limited maintenance that's being done on the property. So this will be a demolition of what's there and a significant improvement in terms of new construction.
Any other questions or comments from members of the council? Councilman Ricks.
Again, I'm really happy to see the process being followed here, working with first the neighbors and then also the planning department, the planning board, everything I'm seeing on the application, and especially just, you know, general knowledge. I think we all drive on Post Road. We all see that stretch of Post Road. And yeah, that's one of those lots where I can just imagine if it remained with its current zoning and different types of businesses gone in, went in, then that could end up being something not really ideal for the neighborhood. On the other hand, Warwick, we all know that Warwick needs more housing, and this is an excellent spot for more housing. Similarly, when it comes to the abandonment of this paper street, we can just take a look at the maps that were provided, at the satellite view that we can all just go on Google or whichever site, access that satellite view from our phones, and see that, yeah, it's basically just this little dirt lot over there that has very, very limited practical use for the city. I'm sure that the neighbors on the other side of that would never want to see that open up, because then they would no longer be living on a dead end. And so it makes perfect sense to me for the city to sell that piece of land to the petitioner, make a little bit of money, not have that liability, while reserving the easement over it, as all of this does. I think that this is another example of just really great work with following the process and working with the neighbors to try to come up with something that, while maybe not everyone is 100% perfectly happy, comes to something that should be satisfactory to everyone involved. Thank you.
Thank you. And just want to point out, you mentioned about the planning department's recommendations. They have stipulations, and obviously they would be incorporated in part of any decision the council would make. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from members of the council? Okay, at this time, we are going to open up for public comment. Is there any individuals here to speak in favor of this project, this project, PCO 25-22? If you are, please just step up to the mic. Oh, and you can also comment on PCO 26-2022, which is the abandonment part, which we've combined the two. So are there any questions? Any people to speak in favor? Any individuals here to speak in favor? Are there any individuals here to speak against this project, PCO 25-22 or PCO 26-2022? Is there anyone here to speak against PCO 25-22 or PCO 26-2022? Is there anyone here to speak against PCO 25-22 or PCO 26? Okay, but you have to please take your time and come up to the mic.